I'm really horny again. I feel like that's been a trend lately. I feel courageous to do a ramble fap thing. Those of you that used to listen to me under my old usernames would know that that was sort of my bread and butter kind of thing, but I kind of wanted to ease into the masturbation audios this time. And so I felt comfortable to ramble fap again, and I think I'm at that point now where I'm very comfortable to ramble fap again. I have a very particular thing on my mind right now. Ladies in the audience, this one's definitely intended for you because it's a very specific thing. And like, you know, I'm not against like guys and stuff, but to my lovely ladies, I want something very specific and particular from you. I want you to wear a strap on. I really want you to let me straddle you and take your cock in my hand. I don't like having my pussy penetrated, but I really like having my ass fucked and played with, and I really want you to fuck my ass, but particularly with me on top of you, if that's okay. I'm just rubbing my clit. I'm not relaxed enough to do actual anal stuff to myself right now, but I'm thinking about it. Thinking about taking you in my ass, pumping my hips up and down. While you rub your hands all over me, maybe stroking my sides or my back, maybe playing with my breasts. You praise me for being such a good girl, for taking your girl cock in my ass. I'm so fucking horny. I wanna ride it out. I wanna ride my frustration out so bad. I wanna take a ride on that girl cock so fucking bad. Grab my hips. Maybe thrust up so you really stuff my ass. It's really tight and sensitive, so you have to be very gentle, okay? Be very, very gentle with me. I don't like rough stuff. I don't like pain or like none of that. I'm all about very sensual, careful ass fucking. And that's what I want you to give to me. Some very sensual, caring ass fucking. I know that might sound like some sort of weird oxymoron or something, but I think gentleness and anal can go hand in hand. I don't see why it can't. And it's a shame that porn doesn't really depict it like that. And I wish that they did do that more. I think that'd be really, really lovely, but that is besides the point of me riding you. Really, I just want girl cock in my ass in general. I don't know if it even specifically has to be me riding. Another thing I really like to think about is being spooned. with my ass stuffed. So maybe you could curl up behind me and very carefully fuck my ass while I buck back against you. While you touch me. God, I want my ass stuffed. Want you to stuff my ass, please. Fuck my ass with your girl cock. Doesn't even have to be a strap on. Hey, trans ladies. If you feel comfortable and okay with it, would you want to fuck my ass? I'd really like it if you'd fuck my ass. If you're okay with it, of course. I just want my ass stuffed really bad. Of course, it doesn't have to just be me getting the strap on. In fact, I think it'd be really sexy if you wanted to ride the strap on. There's double dildos too, I know of those, but the ones I've seen are kind of scary because they're pretty thick. So they're kind of terrifying to me. I don't know if I'd want that. That's a little scary. But do you want to make it known who fucking owns me in this moment? Do you want to climb on top? Fucking taking the strap on inside of you so you can ride me. I want you to assert your control and fuck me like that. Why don't you fuck my strap on cock and put me in my place? Just be gentle though. No slapping, no name calling, none of that. Be very, very tender with me, but also put me in my place and make me a sweet crawly puddle beneath you. I know you can do it. I want you to fucking gyrate your hips on top of me. Show me what you can do with those fucking hips while you ride me. Oh, fuck. Ride me. Oh, God. I really want you to fucking ride me. Take control of me. Fucking put me in my place. You know how to do it, don't you? I'm pretty compliant. I become a puddle, I become very pliant beneath you. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. So if that means you climbing on top and asserting your control, please do it. Really just, I don't know, I just want girls so bad. I either want to be stuffed in the ass, or I want someone else getting stuffed and riding me. I don't even know anymore, but I'm gonna stick with the visual of you riding me, I think, because it's pretty fucking hot. And if you're taller than me, you could really make me feel small beneath you, although I don't think it's just a height thing, I think. It's an energy thing, it's a presence kind of thing. So even if you're shorter than me, I'm not that short, I'm 5'2". So I'm not that short, but I feel like compared to the average height, I'm a little bit short. But It does not take much to make me feel small beneath you, whether that's a physical or mental thing. I know you can do that, for sure. I'm gonna kind of focus in on my masturbation for a second, but basically just fucking ride me until you come really hard. Maybe you lean a little more submissive. I'm a switch, so I can very easily top if that's what you prefer. So maybe while you're riding me, maybe you want me to thrust up into you. What do you think of that? You on top of me, just fucking swinging your hips down in a frenzy, all worked up. While I buck my hips up into you. Oh, maybe teasing you. I want some shallow thrusts so you frustratedly have to fucking pump those hips down. Oh god. What do you think of that? You wanna fucking do that? I'd really like that actually. That's pretty hot. I don't really fantasize about topping women as much, but that doesn't mean I can't do it. I know for a fact, I think I'm fairly confident that I can. What is with me saying I know for a fact and then becoming a little shy? That I don't know, but... Oh, fuck. I want you to be so frustrated on top of me. I kinda wanna make you beg for it, to be honest. I think it'd be really cute and really hot. Of course, I'm just as good at begging. I like to think anyway. So, if you were on top, well, not on top, but like if you were topping me, then yeah, I could beg, but I kinda want you to beg. I want to make you desperate for my girl cock. Maybe while you ride me, I could pull my girl cock out of you little by little and frustrate you before fucking slamming it back into you again. If you don't want it like that, I could just more firmly stick it back in, but not hurting you. I don't want you to be hurt if that's not your thing. And when I say slam, I don't even necessarily mean hurting you or anything. Whatever slam would feel like to you, that's how I picture it. I want you to feel safe with me and comfortable with me. So whatever you need to imagine as I describe these things, that's what I do. Because while it is very hot to make you a frustrated little mess, or vice versa, there's nothing hotter to me than respecting my partner. Cheesy as that may sound. I wanna thrust up into you while you fucking hump me. Like you're in heat. I wanna make you come with my girl cock. I wanna, oh fuck, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come, come with me, come on my girl cock, come on me. Come, come. Come with me, it's okay. Keep going. stop until you were satisfied. Take your time. If you didn't come, it's okay. It's okay. And if you don't think you're gonna come, that's okay too. Because it's not about the orgasm, it's more about the destination there, you know what I mean? So if while riding my girl cock, you're just kind of done or you're not gonna come, that's okay. Because it's about the experience, I think. So it's still really amazingly hot to me to have you ride me and straddle me or vice versa. We don't have to come for that to be smoking fucking hot. That's just the cherry on top. I really hope you enjoyed that. I know I did, but now I'm a sweaty mess and I need to rehydrate and all that. This was probably a really silly ramble fab, maybe, but I feel weirdly powerful after that. Wow! Alright, well, if you came a lot or you came, I hope it felt good. If you're still going, you can rewind and listen as much as you need and just know that if I were there with you, I'd either be fucking you right into the mattress or I'd have you fuck me right into the mattress. Whichever way you lean, I'll do it. And if you're more vanilla, well, that's okay too, because I can work with that. But if you didn't come or you don't think you're gonna, it's okay and don't force it, alright? Listen to your body and be mindful of what it needs, okay? So if it's not gonna happen, it's okay. And if you struggle with orgasms, don't feel inadequate, alright? And if maybe the more penetrative aspects of this audio was like upsetting for anyone listening, or it's something that you don't really want, well, I want you to know that you could hump my girl cock, or I could hump your girl cock and just grind on it, and I could come really hard from that. Or I could have you come really hard from that, or I'd treat you really to whatever you wanted. Because penetration ain't everything, contrary to what this ramble fat might have made you think. It's not, I promise. It's okay. So, I don't know, I just kind of wanted to get off, affirm my desires, but I also kind of wanted to reaffirm the listeners too, you guys, because I think you deserve that. There's not enough, like, reaffirming aftercare, afterglow kind of thing, I feel like, in these kinds of audios, and sometimes it's really a necessary thing, and, I mean, if I can provide that for you, I'm happy to. And whenever you're done either riding my girl cock or having me fuck you with it, or you fuck me with it, or whatever happens, we could snuggle up together if you want. I could stroke your hair, or you could stroke mine, or we could just be all affectionate together and all that, and or if that's not your jam, I'd be down to do whatever and just chill the fuck out, I don't know. But anyway, point being, everything's alright. And no matter how you enjoyed this experience, and no matter what happened with you or your body or whatever's happening with you in your body is valid, it's okay, and there's nothing wrong with you. And your body is a wonderful treasure, so I hope you can be even a little bit kind to it, alright? And be mindful of your needs and your limits, because I think knowing those things can be a very powerful tool. So, with that said, I don't know what this aftercare bit is, to be honest. It's probably not making much sense, but that's okay, because my mind's in kind of a fog, but I hope, however it may manifest, that you feel really good. See you next time.